The Arizona Education Association recently held a creative writing contest and asked high school students to imagine if they were the president of the United States. Shruthi Srinivasan won the 11th and 12th grade category with an essay entitled To Fix the Broken Clockwork. But she didn't write about health care or immigration or any of the hot button issues debated on the news today. Here's Shruthi reading some of her essay.
The sun will come up again. It always does. The bright orb offers a beacon of hope, grounding my life of uncertainty. Day in and day out, I hurl my baggage over my right shoulder. I shamefully hold up my tattered cardboard sign of disgrace. I'm one amongst thousands of homeless people, roaming the streets aimlessly, my only hope lying in the overkindness of a few. People glare at me as if I deserved this fate without the abundant material goods this consumer society deeply relies on. Sometimes I dream painful reveries in which I live in a life of excess. I dream of a warm shower, clean clothes, a mattress to sleep on, and hot food to consume. Most of all, I dream of the power to make a difference in the lives of my homeless friends. I yearn for a louder and respected voice. If only I was president of the United States or any other catalyst for change, I would be the beacon of hope I've grown accustomed to staring at during the height of day.
So I wanted to know more about Shruthi and why she wrote that essay. So I asked her why. When she was asked to imagine what she would do if she were president, she chose to answer it in a way that seemed so unexpected.
I feel like that question was very open-ended. It was broad, so literally, I could have talked about any topic. And there are so many issues that are really prevalent, especially right now. This one, I feel like, is kind of not talked about very much. Homelessness, because it's always been an issue, and people haven't really addressed it very much. So the whole idea kind of came about from a video I watched one day, which is kind of random.
What do you think most kids wrote about?
That's tough. Probably the election and a lot of the stuff that comes with it. There are I know that a bunch of kids wrote about the racial issues that have been happening right now.
Mm-hmm. What was your goal here? What would you like people to get out of this when they hear what you've written?
I just hope that people will spare some change, help them in, give them what they need in a way. If you see a homeless person, I just don't want people to ignore them, because that's kind of the problem when you just ignore what's happening right in front of you.
Do you have any experience with homelessness? Have you kind of volunteered or you see them around?
Definitely. Whenever I travel to India, we go there often because my parents are from India. So to visit family and stuff, there's so many homeless people on the streets. And it's funny because we're always told to not give them money because you don't know what they're going to use it for. Homelessness is kind of like a cycle of poverty. It's a difficult topic to address because what do you do? You see them on the street, but how can you help them so they don't hurt themselves more? Is kind of a big question that I think needs to be addressed.
So how old are you?
I'm 17. Almost 18.
Almost 18, okay. So I wonder, what do you think it says about your generation, about you in your generation, that when you got this prompt, if you had the power to change something, this is what you would want to change?
I like to think that my generation is very eclectic, and we draw inspiration from a lot of different ideas, and we're all so connected because of the internet, media, and technology. We're all so connected. So there isn't exactly one particular issue that we know about. It's kind of like we're all bombarded by all of these social issues, by racial issues, by homelessness. Mm-hmm. We see all of this stuff every day on the internet. So I like to think that we all have something that we care about, or we all have many things that we care about that we can hopefully change. We can support each other and help create change, and we have a huge platform. We basically rule the technology front, so I think that we shouldn't be ignored, because we definitely have a voice. So yeah,
it sounds like a lot to offer as well. Shruthi, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Shruthi Srinivasan is a senior at Hamilton High School in Chandler now. She won the Arizona Educational Association Foundation's Creative Writing Contest that challenged students to imagine what they would do if they were president.